how the Transcendental Meditation Technique has relieved severe PTS, coming up next.
This special series is hosted by Cristalia Marie. Claim your free Boundless Energy Tune-Up from Cristalia by going to energytuneup.com/PTSD. By using this link, 10% of anything you purchase on Cristalia's site will be donated to the PTSD Research Project.
Around the world, war veterans, refugees of war, and young people caught in violent communities have experienced relief from the crippling effects of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Transcendental Meditation is bringing them measurable relief. TM is easy to learn, cost-effective, and supported by scientific research. To learn more, go to tm.org.
Well, welcome everyone. This is Cristalia, and it brings me great joy today to be introducing you to my special guest, Dr. Serena Groswald, who's going to be talking about how the Transcendental Meditation Technique has been taught to American servicemen who have returned to the U.S. severely traumatized by their war experiences and often on the verge of suicide. The TM technique has provided a depth and speed of relief for PTSD that has prompted the Department of Defense to establish a $2 million study of the program. Here are just a few of the things you can expect to learn during our time together with Serena. First of all, you will gain an understanding of the influence of war and combat on the human psychology. And secondly, you're going to learn how TM practice has worked wonders for American servicemen and women suffering from PTSD. Dr. Groswald is an expert in learning, and president of S.J. Groswald and Associates, a medical education consultancy firm, and director of research for Operation Warrior Wellness at the David Lynch Foundation. She is a leading authority on the use of Transcendental Meditation Technique for relieving symptoms associated with stress and trauma. She has been a principal on research teams studying the effects of meditation on ADHD, bipolar disorder, and on PTSD in veterans of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, which was published in Military Medicine in July 2011. The David Lynch Foundation raises funds to provide scholarships to enable Africans and Americans with PTSD to get relief by learning the Transcendental Meditation Techniques at no cost. To learn more and to donate to help, visit davidlynchfoundation.org. Again, davidlynchfoundation.org. So, Dr. Groswald, welcome to the show. I'm really excited to have you here today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So what led you to a career in science and research?
Well, it's interesting. I didn't start out in a career in science and research. As you noted, my background is cognitive learning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as part of my education, as getting my doctorate, you have to do some research. And that started to get me into the research area. But what really moved me into starting to do research was a combination of my own interest in Transcendental Meditation and seeing the suffering that people were going through and having an understanding that TM could help. I started initially with looking at ADHD. A number of my friends' children were on ADHD medication, and it just seemed to me there were way too many kids on these drugs. And I thought that I would just do a small pilot study just to see if TM could make a difference. And it got so much attention. The study got so much attention. I mean, when you are working in an area where there's huge need, the response is always tremendous. It was much more than I expected. Mm-hmm. And that kind of got me down on this research track. I did some research, we published it, we had very good interest and response, and I decided to do a little bit more, and that's how I got down this road. And then my interest in PTSD, again, came from seeing what was happening. I live in the Washington, D.C. area, and needless to say, this is the home of Walter Reed, where it's the entry point for those who are injured coming back from the war. And I just, it was, you know, such a huge thing. I just felt that there had to be something we could do, and that led me into that area and doing research there.
Mm-hmm. And when did you first learn transcendental meditation?
Well, I don't know if I want to divulge that information, but it was actually in 1970. I was a mere child, but it was a very long time ago. So I have a lot of personal experience with it, and have been able to see the benefits over time for someone who's not suffering. So I can just see the value on the whole spectrum of how TM can help.
Right, right. So tell us how you came to work that you're now doing with Operation Warrior Wellness.
Well, it was an interesting development. I was had started my own interest, as I mentioned, looking at the effects of TM on PTSD, and had not yet done research at that point. I was just trying to get the attention of those who were in a position to potentially bring TM to this population to help. And I was making presentations to the military and at Walter Reed and various places wherever I could get in, essentially. And just, it was interesting, after my first meeting at Walter Reed, I was actually driving back, and I got a phone call from Bob Roth at the David Lynch Foundation, and he was on the line with Jerry Yellen, who was a World War II fighter pilot, very elite fighter pilot, who had had his own experience with PTSD, and TM had made a huge difference for him. And he was very passionate about wanting to bring TM to this group. And so there were several of us, also Ed Schloman. So it was Bob, Ed Schloman, Jerry, and I having a conference call talking about potentially doing a presentation somewhere. And from there, Operation Warrior Wellness emerged. And that was it was sort of created from there, and then became a division of the David Lynch Foundation. And again, a situation where there's such huge need. And when I first started working on this, in this area, I had no idea that it was going to be as big a problem as it is, because I had first started I think it was about 2007, actually, that I made the first presentation to the psychiatry consultant, to the Surgeon General of the Army. And at that time, I just thought TM could help, but it had not come out, the extent of the problem that it was going to be. And as the military personnel started returning from Iraq and Afghanistan, and it started to become apparent how serious this is. So we just were kind of there at the nick of time, but it took a very long time to be able to demonstrate the effectiveness and be able to get response and to get to the point now where, for example, that the Department of Defense is funding this very extensive research project on TM and PTSD.
So can you tell us a bit about what Operation Warrior Wellness does, and is it funded with just the DOD, or are there other ways of funding as well?
Well, Operation Warrior Wellness is a division of the David Lynch Foundation, and the David Lynch Foundation is a nonprofit philanthropic organization. And the David Lynch Foundation provides resources for at-risk populations to learn transcendental meditation. And they help victims of domestic violence. Some of the, you know, we've done outreach at Sandy Hook Elementary, where there was a tragedy of the shooting there. At-risk students in low-income environments. So, you know, all landscape of those who are at risk, and that includes those who are suffering from post-traumatic stress, whether it be from the result of military experience or whether it be from some other traumatic event. And I wanted to also mention that, or really draw attention to the fact that in your introduction you mentioned that it's men who are suffering from the effects of war, but it's men and women. And it's really, we don't want to lose sight of the women who have served and how difficult it is for them as well, because not only are they having the experience of being at war the same as the men, but there are other factors that come into consideration for women in the military service and their transition out of that service. They have to just work doubly hard to prove they're at the same level of, of performance as their male counterparts. And there's a lot of stress to being a woman in the military. So just that has its challenges. And then you add the experience of being in a war situation and then the transition back and making the adjustment to getting back into a domestic situation, you know, taking care of children or spouses when they've been in a more kind of in charge role. And so it's that added challenge. So I definitely don't want to lose sight of the fact that we're talking about men and women when we talk about the military experience.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that and making sure that was clear.
But sort of back to your original question about Operation Warrior Wellness. So Operation Warrior Wellness is a division of the David Lynch Foundation that that focuses specifically on military and veterans. It's not only those who have experienced trauma, but also those who are in service where they provide this technique, which gives them that internal anchor and stability to be able to handle the kinds of challenging and traumatic situations that may come up, so that they have that inner strength that doesn't result in having the same kind of response in a very traumatic or stressful situation. It really, the whole biochemistry changes with TM. So Operation Warrior Wellness is funded by philanthropic donations, and so donations can be made to the David Lynch Foundation, and they can be either to the general foundation or specific to Operation Warrior Wellness.
Very good. So there are many veterans with PTSD who are listening to this interview right now. How does TM work to help them?
Well, it's really kind of an amazing mechanic that goes on with a very simple, easy technique. It just never ceases to amaze me how profound this technique is for something that's so very simple. I mean, TM is a mental technique. It's a technique that's done silently with the eyes closed, sitting comfortably in a chair. It doesn't involve chanting out loud or anything like that. It's very inconspicuous. You know, you could be resting or you could be meditating. And, you know, today meditation is so common. But, you know, what happens in a extreme stress situation or in a traumatic stress is that it makes a significant impression on the brain. It makes such an impression on the brain and creates such a stress response that it creates a neurophysiological response. It changes the biochemistry. When we're under extreme stress, then the cortisol levels, which are the stress hormones, rise. The body gets flooded with adrenaline, and all of the major systems in the body actually shut down, and all the energy goes to the muscles so that you can either stand and fight and protect yourself or run away or, as some animals do, just freeze and appear dead so that it has some form of protection. And it's at that period of time that the the higher level functioning, the prefrontal cortex of the brain, it's all the executive functioning, that higher level functioning, actually sort of goes offline. And the reason is that you don't want to be trying to analyze the situation and, you know, figure out your five-year plan while you're in a situation like that. So you need to be able to respond quickly.
Right.
And as an example that always struck me is, as I mentioned, I live in the Washington area, and sometime in the 80s there was an unfortunate plane crash where a plane took off from National Airport here in the middle of a huge snowstorm. And it didn't get off the ground, basically. I mean, it went up briefly and went into the Potomac River.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in the end of December. It was snowing like crazy, and it was extremely cold. And somebody was driving down the parkway there and saw what happened, got out of his car, jumped into the river, and started to try to pull people out. And he was acclaimed as a hero. And he said, I'm not a hero. Anyone would have done it. Well, the rest of us were thinking, I don't think so. I don't think I'd have done it, because our prefrontal cortex is functioning and saying, you know, I'm not going to jump into that freezing water. I'm going to have a heart attack. Somebody could pull me under. You know, all of these things that come up that keep us from doing that sort of thing. But in a situation like that, the prefrontal cortex shuts down. He sees a crisis and responds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only afterwards that all of that other kind of thinking goes in. So it's a mechanism that nature has given us to mm-hmm. protect us. But you can't function like that all the time. That's the body, you know, responds, and then it's supposed to return back to that level of equilibrium and bring the prefrontal cortex back on. Well, what happens when somebody is in such a severe, stressful situation or under chronic stress, like those who have been in the war in Iraq or in Afghanistan, basically are under that kind of stress 24 hours a day. They
right.
never know where the next explosive is going to come from. They never know whether that pile of trash that they're walking by is going to blow up, or whether, you know, as they drive down the road, something is going to explode. So they're constantly under that kind of stress. They're never able to really come back to baseline, and that's part of the problem. When they come back, and they come back home, their biochemistry is so altered that it never settles back down. And so they are always on edge. And so they need a mechanism to be able to bring that back into balance. And what TM does is it creates a state of rest that's actually equal to deep sleep. But what's different is they're not asleep, that actually mm-hmm. the mind is alert, and that prefrontal cortex is activated, and it's exercising, and it's basically coming back online. It's getting enlivened again. And what also happens is that they're – through the experience of meditating, of transcending, of experiencing the silence of their own awareness, in that settled state, that it creates an experience of pleasantness, of calmness, of settledness. And as we do something over and over again, then it strengthens the brain connections related to that. So what happens is that over time, those become the more dominant experiences, and the traumatic experience begins to fade into the background. And, you know, it doesn't go away. People don't forget those experiences, but it doesn't grip the person and their thoughts in the same way. And so it gives that level of rest that allows the mind and the body to basically restore itself. And in that state of deep rest and relaxation, I mean, people start being able to sleep better in general. Their health gets better. They're able to control their impulses. They don't respond in an angry response. They are able to distinguish between a pile of trash and something that might potentially be an IED, you know.
Right.
People are at home, and I was just reading a letter that someone had written to the David Lynch Foundation, that this wife was writing about her husband and how, you know, he would flinch at everything, that he would wake up sometimes underneath a piece of furniture or he would wake up, you know, yelling to his comrades to stand behind him, that he's bigger, those kinds of things, you know, totally unaware of the fact that he's in a normal environment. But those things have faded away for him.
Wow.
And so it really can make a profound, profound effect.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So can you talk a little bit about the research that's being done, the actual science behind this?
There's research that's been done so far looking at Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. There's previous research that was done in the mid-80s on Vietnam veterans that initially showed that TM can reduce the symptoms of PTSD by about 50% in a pretty short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Vietnam study showed that I think 70% of the participants after 3 months of practice of the TM felt that they no longer needed the services, that they were getting psychotherapy and other services from the vet center, that they no longer needed those services. And the other 30% over time also said they didn't expect that they would need to stay doing it very much longer. The research that we did more recently on Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, we found that in 1 month there was a 50% reduction in PTSD symptoms and a 50% increase in quality of life, which was their own assessment using a common assessment instrument of the aspects of life that had gotten better. Their mm-hmm. relationships with other people, their feeling of happiness, their ability to accomplish things. So that's in 1 month. And then, you know, the research that's been done more recently by Dr. Brian Reese and his colleagues on the African refugees that have showed within 10 days huge reductions in PTSD symptoms. I mean, it's just remarkable, given the opportunity, how the human body can repair itself.
Right. So you talked about earlier about the Department of Defense is conducting their study on TM. I know it's a really large study. Would you talk a bit about what you expect to happen?
Well, that study, which is overseen by Dr. Sandy Nittich, is looking at PTSD symptoms and the effectiveness of TM over a four-year period. It's actually a four-year study, so they'll be looking at some of the same things that we've looked at, quality of life and PTSD symptoms. And they also will be comparing that to another common modality that's used to treat PTSD and be able to see the difference. And it will be interesting. I mean, at this point, the study's been going on for a year or so, but don't have results at this point. We won't be able to really get results until further down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we'll likely see some of the same kinds of results, this fairly quick effectiveness and significant effectiveness. Now, today, there are a lot of meditation techniques out there, and initially, when I first started working on this for PTSD, the military was not particularly open to alternative approaches.
Right.
When the situation became so dire, was affecting hundreds of thousands of military personnel and veterans, then they recognized that they had to do something because the conventional approaches really don't work. The conventional approaches in the past have been counseling, psychotherapy, and drugs, and that's the main thing, is it just to give them painkillers and antidepressants that just masks the symptoms at best and turns somebody into a zombie at worst, and in some cases actually sends them over the edge. So they knew that they really don't have a lot of effective approaches, and they're looking at more innovative kinds of things and things like cognitive behavioral therapy, and they work for some people, and for some people it's very difficult. So now the military and the VA are more interested in some of these alternative approaches because they're finding that they are helping, that they're making a big difference. So there are other forms of meditation, other kinds of techniques and stress reduction techniques that are now being looked at. And there's been research done on some of them, and they do show benefits. But mm-hmm. what's significant about TM is that it shows benefits across many different areas, not just stress, but, as I said, improvement in quality of life, reduction of cardiovascular disease. When somebody experiences PTSD, their risk of other diseases is significantly higher, heart attack and cardiovascular disease, autoimmune diseases. And so across many of these areas, TM also has shown to make a huge difference. In the area of cardiovascular disease, other research that's been done has shown that it reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease as much as 87%. I mean, that's absolutely enormous, yeah. And so when you're looking at different techniques, you want to look at something that what is the easiest thing to do that makes the biggest impact.
Right.
And with respect to the research specifically on PTSD, as I mentioned, some of these other techniques do show an effectiveness, which is very good, but they don't show the extent, the degree of effectiveness. It's the amount of impact is greater with TM than with yeah. some of these other techniques. So, again, all in all, for what it is, it's very simple, easy mental technique that you come out feeling good and refreshed, and then it has all of these other benefits to the mind and body. The whole neurochemistry and physiology of the person is rejuvenated.
Right, right. Dr. Groswell, we're going to take a very quick station break, and we'll come right back, and I want to talk about whether you see more government funding for the TM project if the results are good and consistent, as well as any research, future research that you see. So let's take a break.
This special series is hosted by Cristalia Marie. Claim your free Boundless Energy Tune-Up from Cristalia by going to energytuneup.com/PTSD. By using this link, 10% of anything you purchase on Cristalia's site will be donated to the PTSD Research Project.
100 million Africans suffer from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, from civil war, horrible acts of violence, and severe emotional trauma. Research shows transcendental meditation helps reduce symptoms of PTSD dramatically. Right now, 10,000 are waiting to learn. We need your help. To volunteer or donate, please visit PTSDReliefNow.org.
And we're speaking today to Dr. Serena Groswald about how the Transcendental Meditation Technique has relieved severe post-traumatic symptoms. So, post-traumatic stress, I apologize. So, Dr. Groswald, assuming that the research is what it looks like it will be at this point based on everything else that's happened, you see more funding coming from the government for more TM projects and for future research?
Well, if I had control over that, I would say absolutely. But I certainly hope so. I mean, I think the idea is the research process is that funding is given for research. Then if it looks promising, then additional funding is provided. Comparison studies are done. And over time, there's enough evidence that something then becomes funded by the government. But we have to go through these steps. We have to demonstrate and document the effectiveness of the technique. But it takes years to go through this research process. And there's a huge problem now. There are hundreds of thousands of veterans and now active duty who are suffering from the consequences of their experiences. And something needs to be available to them now. I mean, that's the value of the David Lynch Foundation, is that it's providing funding for those who can't afford it on their own to be able to learn the technique. But Even at that, you know, it's going to take a lot of resources from a lot of generous people to be able to meet that need. We hope that the government will recognize sooner that this is something that they need to be putting some attention on. Well, they're putting attention on it, but they really need to provide some funding to something. The cost effectiveness of using transcendental meditation compared to providing drugs for a lifetime to someone who ultimately becomes disabled or handicapped because they can't function optimally when they're on that kind of medication, and their health is going to deteriorate because of the consequences. So the cost effectiveness of providing TM is dramatic and is so much better expenditure and will save the government billions of dollars. So I hope that they'll wake up to that. But I'm excited about the fact that through a partnership between the USO and the David Lynch Foundation, we will soon be providing TM to members of the Wounded Warrior Battalion who are at Walter Reed. So it will be a start, a big start, in trying to reach some of these military folks who really deserve to be able to have this available to them to be able to get back to their lives.
Right. And is PTSD only developed by exposure to combat?
No, any traumatic experience, even watching something can create that. After 9/11, there were actually hundreds of thousands of people who were experiencing the symptoms of PTSD just from watching the fall of the Twin Towers on the news.
Right.
And they lived, you know, in the middle of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the hazards of 24-hour media that we have now, is that when something tragic happens, we see it over and over and over again. And that has an impact on our nervous system, on everybody who's watching it. So children, one of the things that made a big impact on me was after the Katrina hurricane, and many of these children who had experienced or witnessed all of these difficult things, these horrible situations, and many of them had been separated from their parents, and they then were moved out of New Orleans into schools in Texas and things like that, and these students were starting to have behavioral problems. Well, it was clearly a stress response. They had experienced PTSD, and it could have been mitigated, the extent to which these kids suffered, had they had an opportunity to learn TM, you know, immediately. It would have made a big difference for some of these kids.
Yeah, and I love the fact you brought up this whole focus on TV. By the way, when the Twin Towers fell, I never saw the clip until months later. I specifically chose not to because I'm like, I can't do anything about it. I understand what's happened, and the best thing I can do is meditate, do other things to send love and healing to everyone. So do you believe there's a connection between the level of PTS in a country and its educational and economic performance?
Well, that's an interesting question. is there a relationship between PTSD?
In a particular country.
I mean, there's a lot of factors that contribute to PTSD. I mean, you take the situation for the African refugees, for example. I mean, it's what is experienced there. It's whatever is going on. You can take, you know, the Middle East, and though the economy may be thriving there, the political experience, the war environment there. Anywhere where anyone is exposed to a traumatic situation over and over again, or is experiencing a situation that is such extreme stress day in and day out, you're going to see high incidences of PTSD. But you take a place like the Middle East, for example, they're living like that all the time. They are probably don't even recognize the degree to which it's affecting health and well-being, and it will probably only come out over time. They're only just now beginning to recognize that the population there is experiencing symptoms of PTSD. It's often that it's an environment that people are so used to that they don't realize the effect it's having.
Right. And, you know, over the long term, who knows? I mean, the longer it happens, just like what's gone on with Africa and so on. So what are some of the long-term implications of introducing TM to these places where there's large populations that are affected with PTSD?
Well, there's the immediate benefit to the people involved, to those who are affected by it, and there's just story after story. I mean, research aside, because the research is important, and that's what we need to convince scientific communities and ultimately large institutions that this is something that works. But what really matters is the individual, and we can see the change in someone who has been suffering, someone who can't sleep at night, someone who is, you know, in fear all the time. And to see somebody's whole composure, their whole face change over time because they're able to relax, to get back in touch with who they really are. And so on the individual level, and people really talk about getting their lives back, that benefit to that person and to the many people like that it affects is enormous. And then when you have people who are functional and able to be productive and to be happy, that obviously affects the environment. It can uplift a community, a country. So it has that broader effect. And then there's actually research on the effect of large populations doing the transcendental meditation technique at the same time. It's been done in war areas and in countries and has settled down those situations. So the benefits are quite broad, and the effect that it can have on an individual area or a broader area as big as a country can make a difference even in its political and economic status.
Okay. So I know the David Lynch Foundation has other types of programs that they support for PTSD and TM and so on. Can you talk a bit about those? Like, I know there's the American Indians with Diabetes for Abused Women. Can you talk a bit about those programs?
Sure. They, as you mentioned, the American Indians. The American Indians have high incidence of diabetes and of substance abuse and also of physical abuse. Mm-hmm. So it's a very challenging situation there, and it really has a big effect on the health and well-being of Native Americans. And so there have been a couple of TM programs on Native American lands where there's been huge effects on diabetes, and a very, very large percentage of Native Americans have diabetes, and so it's made the research study results there have been very good in terms of reversing diabetes, people going off medication, and improving their overall health. And then with abused women and families. I mean, it's the whole family that's affected by these kinds of situations. And there just have been some wonderful stories about people who have been able to, you know, sort of just get back on their feet. And again, the aspect of not being able to sleep at night, and when somebody doesn't get sleep, that affects everything. And their ability to accomplish things, to be productive, to be happy, to hold a job, to be able to manage their emotions, all the whole cascade of things. So many of these women have been able to get back on their feet, stop having nightmares about the situations, that their children have learned and has made a big difference for them. And the same, you know, in prison populations, I mean, it's just sort of all the same thing. That ability to reduce stress, to empower the individual, that they have control, you know. It works the same way for all of these populations. And what's just really so inspiring is the individual stories when people talk about how, you know, marriages were falling apart, or that, you know, as I mentioned before, people who can't sleep at night, or, you know, when somebody who has PTSD and says, we had one of the teachers describing, a TM teacher describing that within the first few days that someone learned TM, the person was saying, well, I slept for 5 hours last night. Well, the initial response is, oh, my goodness, they only slept for 5 hours. But what you don't realize is that person's lucky if they sleep 1 hour straight.
Right.
That they don't even, can't even sleep for an hour at a time, that they get just minutes of sleep in a 24-hour period. And when somebody said they slept for 5 hours, that's life-changing for them. And then they sleep through the night and no nightmares, and it literally is life-changing.
Right. Dr. Groswell, we're going to take a very quick station break, and we'll come right back.
Civil war, violence, and sexual abuse in Africa has created an estimated 100 million cases of crippling PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Please help us ease their suffering with transcendental meditation, shown in research to reduce symptoms dramatically and systematically. To donate or volunteer, please visit www.ptsdreliefnow.org.
So what's the level of understanding of the American and, of course, the global professional psychology and education community with regards to the amazing results you're having with TM studies?
I mean, it's getting a lot of attention, and a lot of the attention is coming from individuals talking about how it's made a difference for them. There are actually some wonderful little videos of people telling their own stories of what a difference TM has made. And you know, there have been people who are just have come to the end of their rope. They're suffering so badly, and nothing gives them relief. And they've gone to counseling, they've taken the medications, they've done all sorts of things, and they are really at the end of their rope and literally are looking at ways to potentially end their lives. And they learn TM, and it changes everything. And, you know, that's you can hardly ignore something like that. And you look at it and you say, we've got to be able to find ways to bring this to people. So there are places, organizations, and, for example, like the USO, that's looking at ways to bring it to Walter Reed. And so it really is right now falling to the philanthropic organizations to be able to support that. But I think as more and more people learn on a larger scale, then we're going to see a greater adoption of it on a more broad scale.
Mm-hmm. Good. And for listeners who want to know more about Operation Wounded Warrior and the David Lynch Foundation, what can they do?
Well, it's Operation Warrior Wellness. They can contact the David Lynch Foundation. They can write via email at info@davidlynchfoundation.org. Go to the website, www.davidlynchfoundation.org. Or Operation Warrior Wellness, if anyone wants to donate, and go to www.operationwarriorwellness.org. And then, of course, information on TM at tm.org. I think those are the best places. And on these sites, you can see some videos of people telling their own individual stories. It's very inspiring.
Yeah, yeah. So for listeners that don't have PTSD but are interested in transcendental meditation technique, how can they find out more and maybe learn to do transcendental meditation?
That's actually a great question, because TM is not just for people who have been suffering. TM, because that when that prefrontal cortex comes back online, people talk about greater creativity, greater productivity, just feeling happier. Even people who think they're happy and life is good don't realize that there really is so much more that we can get out of life, and just that greater appreciation of every day. And just when we're more relaxed and clearer in general, the creativity, the problem solving, the businessmen who want to have that edge, that little extra something, they find that TM really gives them that clarity. So it's great for everybody. And I know, as I said, I've been doing it for over 40 years, and I can see throughout all of my own life and my education and my career and all the different things that I've done throughout life, often exceeding whatever I ever thought I would do, really comes from being able to make use of my greater potential. And that's what happens over time with just expanding our abilities through the technique. So, again, the TM.org, they can get lots of information about it and get connected to a local teacher where they can get a little more information, get an introductory presentation. There's even an introductory presentation, a video online at TM.org. So that's the best place to start.
Okay. And do you foresee wider adoption of the TM-based programs in the future?
Definitely. I mean, I think that the value for the healthiest person to the person who is having psychological and emotional and physical challenges all across the board, I see definitely the benefits, and it's growing. It's growing tremendously, and as we're coming back to a period of recognizing the value of going inward for a period of time and what that does to help us restore and rejuvenate.
So, do you, Dr. Groswell, do you have any final thoughts about the direction of therapy and treatment that we've talked about today? Maybe not even with transcendental meditation in all these areas. Do you have some final thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I think that clearly the evidence is there of the value of this program for treatment as an adjunct to other sorts of things or alone. And the other thing we didn't talk too much about is as prevention. Prevention mm-hmm. of health issues, prevention of psychosocial issues, and even starting at a very young age for someone who doesn't have any problems to be able to grow up in a sort of more enlightened psychological environment. And so I think that the direction is that everyone can value from that aspect of going within, reaching that settled state, having those few minutes a couple times twice a day in silence. And you know, because the technique is so easy and simple and doesn't require someone to control the mind or force out thoughts or try to create silence, but that the technique itself does that. So the value of those, you know, 15, 20 minutes when someone sits to meditate, as well as the value when someone comes out to an activity completely refreshed and clear cognitive functioning, I think the direction is to be moving towards incorporating this, making it available in schools, in workplaces, and certainly something that military personnel should have as a tool when they enter the military.
You know, as you were mentioning some of the different places, I was thinking, can you imagine how wonderful it would be if both parents meditated, how much differently they would treat their children to begin with, because we do so much out of reaction instead of, loving space because we're so caught up in our own dramas and stuff. I can imagine that would just be a wonderful way to start kids off.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and we see that even with the work that I do with students with ADHD or on the autism spectrum, and it has huge value for the student, him or herself, but also the whole family dynamic of, as you say, reacting in a stressful situation, and it just creates this sort of environment of chaos. And when the whole family meditates, it just settles everything down. It changes their interactions. It changes the dynamic, and it allows everybody to be able to heal, basically, and restore. And it reduces many of the symptoms that that create the chaos.
The
whole household.
You just said autism and ADHD, as well as some other things. I was just fascinated. So even with kids that are autistic and with ADHD and things like that, we can actually get some help with from Transcendental Meditation Technique.
Yes, definitely. I mean, we've had studies that have been published on ADHD, and also we've got some research going on now with autism, and then have numerous testimonials of people's experiences. And there's wonderful videos on the David Lynch website of the autistic families talking about the difference it's made in their family. And we just don't realize how severely stress affects every aspect of our lives. And when you can reduce that stress, what a difference it makes. I mean, the research that I did with ADHD, we saw within a couple of months a 50% reduction in stress. I mean, 50% reduction is an enormous amount. And those are huge changes. If this were a drug, you know, it'd be a gazillion-dollar industry.
Right.
So you see that kind of change, and then it just very naturally their cognitive functionings get better, their relationships with the family gets better, and you see the same sort of thing with those on the autism spectrum, both young and adult. So. There's no place that this technique would not be of value.
And so even these autistic kids can do transcendental meditation. Am I getting that right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when we did our very first work with ADHD and the very first meditation with the students in one room, and the teachers were quite sure that there was no way that these students were going to be able to settle down quietly for 10 or 15 minutes to meditate, and they were amazed. You could hear a pin drop in there. That's not always like that, but you can see that it's really a very powerful technique.
Wow. Well, Dr. Croswell, this has been a delightful experience to have you with us today, and very informative. I really appreciate your insights, and you expanded this beyond where I thought we would go, and I think that's great. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks very much for having me.
You're welcome. And for the listeners, again, the David Lynch Foundation raises funds to provide scholarships to enable Africans and Americans with PTSD to get relief by learning the Transcendental Meditation Technique at no cost. To learn more and to donate to help, visit davidlynchfoundation.org, davidlynchfoundation.org. Again, thank you so much for being with me today.
100 million Africans suffer from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, from civil war, horrible acts of violence, and severe emotional trauma. Research shows transcendental meditation helps reduce symptoms of PTSD dramatically. Right now, 10,000 are waiting to learn. We need your help to volunteer or donate. Please visit PTSDReliefNow.org.